One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
And our friend Conrad Thompson from First Family Mortgage jumping in. Hey, Mitt.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good. Conrad, you're not a caffeine guy, are you?
What? I'm drinking a Coke Zero right now.
the question is, who can get through an entire workday without just straight up mainlining some caffeine? So they did a survey. 2.5 drinks a day of caffeine is the av. Are you above average, Conrad?
Yeah, I'm well above.
What's wrong with me? All I drink is water in the morning. I don't do caffeine.
Well, because sometime after lunch, it turns to old JD.
You mean for me?
Well, it ain't for me.
I tell Jimbo, it's easy to get up at 4 a.m. when you go to bed at 4 p.m.
I don't go to bed at 4 p.m.
You don't need caffeine when you've got 13 good hours under your belt.
I'm teaching kids at 4 p.m. I ain't got time to break out the JD at 4 p.m.
All right, so what time do we really start, you know, pulling out the old fifth there?
Me?
Fifth!
I got a theory. There ain't no way somebody has been in radio 48 years and doesn't enjoy a little cocktail.
Oh, I love a cocktail. Not every night of the week, though. And it's not 48 years. It's 39.
By the way, that means you have technically been doing radio longer than I've been alive.
That's correct. 1980 I started.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Could you be like, we need to do like a DNA test. What if Jimbo was my dad? You did radio all over this state, and my mom's a big radio fan. I don't know.
Conrad, you're going to love the story. I don't know if we've ever talked. Has he ever told you about the DNA test?
No.
He told it on the podcast when I interviewed him for Cassio's Cut. The long story short is back in this lady just showed up and claimed that the softball radio softball team played softball in Jasper, and while they were there after the softball game, that Jimbo Wood got her pregnant. You know, just this random crazy lady.
Yeah, she just knocked on the station door.
But here's what gets me. He tells about the process, Conrad, back in Jimbo's heyday. The paternity test was they take blood from the baby and take blood from Jimbo, and if they have the same blood type, he's the dad.
That's all it was. There was no DNA back then.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was just a crapshoot. It was an absolute crapshoot.
So if you have A and the baby has A, boom, you're paying child support.
Correct, till the baby's 18. Thankfully, we did not have the matching blood types because the lady was a liar. I know for a fact that after that softball game, we went to a bootlegger and bought a six-pack of Bud Light for like $50, hot Bud Light, and drank it on the way home.
Oh, Conrad Thompson.
Did Did you drink all the Bud Lights and then make a poor life decision?
Yes.
I didn't.
That's
no.
What I think.
We split the whole six pack in the whole car.
You and the lady you impregnated.
No. Uh-huh. And not a true story.
Not a true story.
Have you had any close calls, Jimbo?
Maybe.
What does maybe mean? Either you had a close call or you didn't.
Well, that was the closest call. That was the scariest call. We were talking. I was at the general manager of my radio station's office saying, this lady had done this and we're going to get a blood test. And what are we going to do? And he goes, we had started talking lawyers. Mm-hmm. That's the scariest time I've ever had in my life. Starting talking to lawyers on a paternity test.
How about you, Cassio? You ever have a little ding dong King Kong?
What's that? What's that?
Somebody rings the doorbell and says, surprise.
Ding dong King Kong? Is that what you said?
Yeah. You know, the doorbell goes ding dong.
Why did I start sweating all of a sudden? No, not like a surprise. Like I've had a test done before.
Really?
Wait, I got to remember Ding Dong King Kong. Help me remember.
I don't think
that.
We should say it anymore. Y'all just keep saying it. Jim, of all people, I thought you was out on that. Now, I had an ex that I broke up with. Yeah, she like literally 9 months after we broke up had a baby.
Oh no.
Ooh. You got DNA tests?
Well, when she announced she was pregnant, I said, well, you know, all right, well, that's just how it's going to be. And she's like, well, there's a possibility. And I'm like, well, we just cleared the air.
Oh.
And she was like, no, I don't.
Scary.
She didn't think it was me. And I was like, no, I'm not, I don't want that cloud.
Mm.
And so it was my choice. I got it done.
Mm.
What do you talk about? You talk about running out to check the mail every day.
I'm talking. I know the feeling. I know the feeling, sir.
But mine wasn't a 50-50 shot, basically.
I know. Mine was a literal crapshoot. I might as well have been in Vegas.
Conrad?
No. I'm undefeated.
Undefeated!
I'm like Alabama, baby. I'm running up the score. It ain't even close over here.
There's no King Kong there. Yeah,
no ding-dong King Kong over there.
Stop it!
How about this? If Jimbo Wood was to announce today on the show, guys, I'm thinking about running for president. Fast forward, my advice would be the same thing that I would give everyone listening. Man, save yourself the embarrassment. Just pull out early.
Wow. Out of the election he's talking about.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clear that up.
You're not going to be president, Jimbo. You can't be president.
Yeah.
No, that's correct. I have no desire nor any intention of being president of the United States.
If you don't do this, you're going to have to do things you don't want to do for the rest of your life. It's going to be a team of people around you. It's going to be a bunch of ugly debates. You don't want that, Jimbo.
I don't want it. You're right. You are so right, sir. I'll give you that.
Pull out of this race early, my friend.
As early as you can, because it could be too early. Just saving yourself some trouble.
You got it. That's Conrad advice I'm going to take, son.
Yeah, don't run for president.
No, sir.
Don't run. Conrad's full of advice.
Rocket 95.1.
Woo. Cassio, a couple was shopping at a, let's just say, a place where you get stuff for your house.
A couple? Was it a goat and a horse? Was it Jack and Charlie?
No, they've passed, sadly.
Thanks. Thanks for bringing that up.
He was shopping.
So there's a couple shopping.
Yeah, in Corinth, Mississippi, and they'd split up. The guy went to look at some things, and the wife went to look at the other things. And the guy went straight to the kitchen cabinets. Looks like they were gonna renovate their kitchen, and he wanted to see what was going on with cabinets. And of course, that's super common. Everybody wants to see what they look like before you buy them. Use them. Open that door. Slide that drawer open. See what it feels. So he was kicking some tires there in the cabinet department and opened up a cabinet that was on display that he was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And a snake popped out of it and bit him on the head.
What?
A real snake was in the cabinet on display at the store.
No.
The snake panicked and bit him on the head. It was luckily it was non-poisonous.
What is it doing there?
It's called a black rat snake. So it was not poisonous, thank goodness.
It's still a snake.
Would you have lost your mind?
I would have burnt the Lowe's down.
I would have lost my mind.
I would have went right over there to the propane section and set it on fire.
What was a snake doing in a cabinet on display in the middle of a store?
I feel like somebody did that on purpose. They're trying to kill somebody.
Was it somebody's snake and they just needed to, they hit it real
somebody
quick?
Somebody tried to kill somebody.
What is going on? Ah.
It bit him in the head?
They called 911, of course. Took him to the hospital. There's no word on how he's doing, but we do know it's a non-poisonous snake, so he didn't get poisoned. There's nothing.
He just got fangs in his forehead.
He got snake teeth in his face. From all he was doing was looking at kitchen cabinets.
I imagine him standing in line in his buggy, and he's got a snake hanging off his forehead. Hey, I think something's wrong with the cabinets. Sir, you got a snake on your face. Oh, I wondered what happened when I opened that cabinet.
What went through his mind when he snake teeth?
A snake's face.
I answered my own question. Snake teeth.
Rat snakes are between 3 and 5 feet long. They climb up wood. Huh? And fortunately for the guy, they're not venomous like we're saying.
Stop saying, who cares?
They're still awful looking.
Stop!
Look at that picture of him.
Everybody needs to quit bringing up the fact that it ain't poisonous. You can put a bow tie on a snake. It's still a snake.
Hey, this snake's bow tie.
It doesn't matter how you dress it up.
Look at this snake in the picture. He has wrapped himself around himself. He's coiled himself
up. Get out of here.
He's got that neck cocked back like a rattlesnake.
Look at him.
He's ready to strike, I feel
like. 5 feet long.
And all you wanted was a kitchen cabinet, and you got a snake bite out of the deal.
Well, I'm never opening my drawers again.
Could be at your house now.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh. No, I can't imagine. No!
Here's the best part. Somebody's going to buy those cabinets. They don't even know it's a crime scene.
It's a crime
scene. They don't even know. Somebody about died in those cabinets.
We feel like he was fine. He was taken to the hospital. Even though we don't know how he's doing, I'm sure he's fine. It's just a non-venomous snake.
Quit saying it. Who cares if it's non-venomous?
Have a bow tie.
Huh? Give him a monocle and a top hat, and he drags a walking cane behind him. Guess what? It's still a snake. We got to talking about Mother's Day, and, you know, my mom was like, don't get me anything, which, you know, is a lie. You have to get her something. You know, it's just one of those conversations.
Ooh, that was a real loaded don't get me anything. That was loaded.
Oh, it's all, it's the mom. You have to get the mom something.
100%.
And I'm fine with that. I'm not complaining. I'm complaining, don't try to play the, don't get me anything.
Here's what I'd much rather have than that. Here's what I need.
Exactly.
Get me this one specific, and I need it on a piece of paper and where I can get it.
Well, here's the deal. She said, well, if y'all are going to be in town, I don't care. Make me a homemade card and bring me breakfast in bed, okay? Here's what I realized. I'm not a fan of breakfast in bed. I have no interest in breakfast in bed ever in my life.
Well, you? Now that I think about it, I've never had breakfast in bed.
She's got the tray where she gets lays there.
I think that's a mom thing because my mom has it too.
she sits there with her oatmeal,
yeah,
and her toast. I have zero interest in breakfast in bed.
Yeah, I think that'd be crumbs in the sheets.
It's a handle. He can't get up. You got a tray on top of you. What if emergency breaks out? Breakfast is everywhere.
You can't jump out of bed.
No,
quick. How about if you need to? This is a good point you raise right now. I've never thought about it. I've never talked about it, but
no,
I've always
interest.
Felt this way. If you want to adjust, like the pillows aren't
it's
right, you're spilling orange juice on your sheets.
Your cereal's spilling.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. And then your friend's getting in bed and she's adjusting and your stuff's spilling.
By the way, you got to wait on somebody to come get it. You're not getting up.
Oh, that's a good.
You're not picking that up and then sitting out of bed without just slinging it everywhere.
You're literally surrounded by a wicker thing.
I'm claustrophobic thinking about it. It's got me. It's trapped. I'm trapped. I can't get out.
That's what I feel like. I'm thinking about it.
Where's Jerry? He's going crazy because there's food on the bed.
You think
now?
I can fight him off? I've got a trade locking me down now?
You're right. I'm out. No, never. I never want breakfast in bed.
I told them. I said, why do y'all want that? And they're like, what are you talking about? It's breakfast in bed.
It's one of those things that sounds all great, but then when you get down to the nitty-gritty, it's just a pain.
I said, I'm trying it out. I need, because in my head, I hate it. Not the food part. I needed the tray. I got in her bed, got the tray. Of course, had to have people help me get it on. It's like a spacesuit all of a sudden.
Spacesuit!
I lay back in the bed. How about this? I felt like I was in a wrestling match. Get it off me. Like I was getting pinned.
Spacesuit.
I was pinned. I felt like I was getting a 3 count on me. One of my arms got caught underneath, you know, like this. Yeah. I was pinned.
Yeah.
I felt like a car had flipped over on me, and the medics were going to have to come out with the jaws of life. Who wants breakfast in bed?
Well, it sounds romantic.
Jay, when I want breakfast anywhere but the bed.
At the table, where I can adjust and do things.
Get breakfast on the couch.
Look, here's the thing. If you cook breakfast for me, I'm so appreciative. I'm willing to get out of the bed and walk to it.
Yeah, the waking up to breakfast part is the win.
The waking up and smelling bacon and knowing that there's a breakfast casserole going and there's bacon cooking, I'll get up out of bed and walk to where it is.
I need my own portions. I don't need you deciding what I'm eating for breakfast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, I brought you breakfast. Well, you don't know what I want. How are you doing that? Way too many eggs on the plate, not enough bacon slices. Didn't butter my toast like I need it. There's a whole big ordeal.
Whew. Wow. You've shot down breakfast in bed, and I'm so glad you did.
I think we should all get it off our chest. It's not that exciting. It sounds way better than it is.
You make a good point. I've got no fight against it whatsoever because I have never thought about it till this day. Now I 100% agree.
I'm grumpy about it. You want to go to bed at night and the first thing you feel is toast crumbs?
You know, they say you're not supposed to do anything in bed except sleep.
Toast crumbs. No. Lay down on that.
What about a little smidge of grape jelly that fell off something?
I mean, it smelled delicious. I'd lick it off the pillow. But it's not what I need, though. It's not what I'm looking for in bed.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, me. So then, no breakfast in bed for you.
I think what I'm trying to say is I don't like breakfast in bed.
Well, you know what? We got the message.
I just didn't know how to say it.
I think we got the message.
Huntsville's own Rocket 95.1.
Hit it.
Somebody's knocking on the door out there.
Hey, guys.
Oh, it's Pat Patrick.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
What do you... You don't have a mask on. You don't have gloves. Are you not social distancing, Pat?
We're going over. We're going to do a deep clean today.
Over at the computer learning center?
Yeah, we're getting ready to open back up, hopefully.
Oh, well, here's the good thing. You know that you haven't been open since the beginning of this, so you know it's clean in there. So you're not.
Yeah.
I see why you didn't wear gloves or a mask. You're not
too
scared
clean.
Of the. Yeah, gotcha.
I don't have it. You don't. I mean. I checked my temperature before I got here.
Well, we appreciate that. If you could back up just a little bit, we're doing 6 feet. We're doing social distancing in here. Thanks for coming in, man.
Pat Facts with Pat Patrick.
That's pretty good.
Nailed it.
Pat Patrick with some facts. Who knows what your facts are today?
Jimbo!
Yeah.
Great facts today. Did you know... Do you know how long it takes to make an M&M?
How long it takes?
Yeah. One M&M.
I figure it's automated enough to where they can just pop them right out by the hundreds.
So how long?
Half a second.
It takes 16 hours for each M&M.
What in the world are you talking about?
Yes.
16 hours per M&M?
Per M&M.
So wait, when I eat a single tiny M&M.
That's 16 hours worth of work.
Unbelievable.
But it's unbelievable.
I had no idea.
No, it's a crazy fact.
Now I'm dying to go to the M&M plant and watch it work.
Now, luckily, they have, like you said, the machines that make a bunch of them at the same time, but the whole process, 16 for each M&M.
Wow, because a little tiny thin coat of paint on the outside of each one. Got to stamp that M on there.
A lot to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a busy project.
It's busy. Jimbo, did you know Cheez-Its aren't perfectly square?
Cheez-Its was one of my favorite crackers.
They're perfectly square.
Be careful about Cheez-Its. Why not square?
They're technically 1 inch by 0.94 inches.
Why can't they just make them square?
That's just how their factory makes them.
Because the commercials will say, because there's so much cheese.
Is that what they say?
That's what the. If I was the agency, that'd be the line I'd give. We can't make them square because there's so much cheese.
All right. You got excited.
Also scratched my throat.
You got excited. Jimbo!
Yeah?
Did you know how many wild jaguars are in the United States?
Wild jaguars. We don't have any. That's Africa, isn't it? We only have jaguars at, like, Tiger King's joint, don't we?
So your guess is zero.
Yeah, I'm going zero.
Hey, you're one off. There's one.
Is there one? I was close.
He's been spotted multiple times in the Santorina Mountains near Tucson, Arizona.
What's he doing by himself? Why is doesn't he need a partner?
He's enjoying life. What? He's got nobody to kill him.
He needs a mate. He needs to make babies, right?
I know. We're about to have zero.
I know.
That's how life works.
Well, that's our job to go capture him and go ahead and put him in with a lady.
Oh, great. Here we go, Tiger King.
No, and then get him back out and let him go. We just want him to father some
kids.
Why
wouldn't you release a lady to him?
Okay, either way.
You wanted to capture him.
Either way.
Thanks, Joe.
Either way. We just put him together with a lady so we can have some more jaguars.
Jimbo!
They're fast.
They are super fast. You try to catch him.
No, I'm good.
Jimbo, do you know the longest song to ever make the top 10 on the Billboard chart?
Either Do You Feel Like We Do, Inagata Davida.
Nope.
I don't know then.
You got any more? You sound like you're about to reel them off.
Well, I was thinking of long songs. The live version of Freebird is 13, 14 minutes.
Didn't make the top 10.
It's
big to be in the top 10.
Is it by Yes? They had long songs.
Nope.
Tool? They got long songs.
Nope.
Gosh, I'm lost. I don't know.
It's November Rain by Guns N' Roses.
I'll be dogged. Didn't even think about GNR.
8 minutes and 57 seconds.
Of beauty.
The second one, it hit number two in 1992. It couldn't ever beat Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Wait, was that long?
No. That was the number one song.
Oh.
It couldn't ever overtake Baby Got Back.
We have such great taste in music.
Sir Mix-a-Lot kept Guns N' Roses from getting to number one.
No, it's totally believable. I get it.
Well, how about this? It's a jam.
No, it's a great jam. We've played it here on the show.
Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. It looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
Please continue.
Jimbo!
No, with Baby Got Back. Is that all you want?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay.
Jimbo! Did you know that Abraham Lincoln considered joining the Donner Party, which was the big famous group of people, to go to California on the Oregon Trail? He was going to do that.
Right, and they all disappeared, didn't they?
Yeah, he stayed in Illinois because he had just had a child and his political career was starting to take off.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided to stay back. The Donner Party got stuck in the Sierra Nevada mountains and turned to cannibalism.
They did. They sure did.
So Abe Lincoln would have got eight.
He would have been old eight Lincoln.
Jimbo, speaking of, did you know there's the Guinness World Record for most prolific cannibal?
Most prolific. That means one that ate the most people?
Yeah. He's got a record.
Is it Hannibal the Cannibal?
It's not.
Mm.
It's the tribal chief from Fiji in the 1800s. His name was Ratu Udre Udre. Jimbo, it's estimated he ate anywhere between 872 people to 999.
Well, I don't know if you want that on your record.
No, you don't.
I mean,
are you going to combat him?
No.
Because he's obviously got something where he keeps eating people.
When you say eat people,
yeah,
do you mean the entire human from foot to head? Do you mean the whole person, or are we just talking a sliver of thigh? What are we talking about?
I don't know if you're getting fat back and moving on or what.
I'd love to know what they mean by eating people.
There's so many parts.
A lot of organs.
There's fat back.
Yeah.
Fat back. There's ribs. There's shaft. There's legs.
Thigh.
There's rump.
Yeah. There's liver. There's all kind of stuff. Eyeball.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's...
Mountain oysters.
We need to define how many people that really means.
Well, you go argue with him. I'm not going to argue with him.
Well, he did, so it doesn't matter.
Ratu Udre Udre.
Go get him, Ratu.
He has the record. Jimbo! Did you know that JFK, Lee Harvey Oswald, and Jack Ruby all died at the same hospital?
Parkland, wasn't it?
Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas. JFK died there, of course, after Oswald shot him. And then Oswald died there after Ruby shot him. And then later, Ruby died there from lung cancer.
Wow. Parkland Hospital saw a lot of action back in the day.
A lot of stuff going on there.
It certainly did, for real.
Jimbo, did you know this? Nebraska is the only triple landlocked state.
Triple landlocked?
Yes. It means it doesn't touch an ocean. And the states bordering it doesn't touch an ocean. And the states bordering them don't touch an ocean.
Wow. So if you're in Nebraska, you are SOL if you want to go scuba diving.
You are triple landlocked.
You need a lake.
You got to go through four states to get to it.
That is a long... I'd get nervous being...
I didn't think that was possible.
I'd get nervous being that far from water. I need to be closer.
Why do they water their corn? It's so far away from the ocean.
Hashtag irrigation. Pray for rainfall.
Jimbo, did you know in the 1800s in Austria, single women would put an apple slice in their armpit during their dances?
During their dances? What do you mean? Why? What did the apple slice do?
At the end of the night, when it was nice and sweaty, they'd give it to the guy that they liked. And if he felt the same way about the woman, he'd eat it in front of her?
No. No.
Boo!
That should never have been a thing. I don't know who invented that.
Jimbo, have you ever had a sweaty apple slice?
No!
Boo!
No! Negative.
I've ate some sweaty plums before.
No! That's a hard pass. On the sweaty apple slice from underneath a lady's armpit.
By the way, it's hard to dance holding an apple slice up in there. Huh? Maybe that's how you got that move.
You gotta do the Axl Rose.
Keep the arms close.
That microphone close. Keep them.
You gotta have little T-Rex arms like you dance.
Not happening, not happening, not happening, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're not eating it if she offers it to you?
Negative. Not happening. There's many, many, many things in this world that are potential happenings. That is not one of them. Sweaty armpit.
And last but not least, Jimbo, loofahs. Do you know loofahs?
It's one of the things you shower with?
Big sponge, yeah. Did you know they're made out of a dried tropical gourd called the loofah?
No.
Yeah.
I'm just finding out. With everybody else.
Before they're dried out, they look like huge cucumbers.
No thanks. I'm good.
I've heard if you like somebody in the tropics, you gotta eat their sweaty loofah.
There's no eating loofahs and no eating apples from underneath a lady's armpit. Finally. Not happening.
Well, you just stay single. That's why you're still single.
Correct. Happily. With a good taste in my mouth.
All right, don't forget, people, wash your hands and eat your fruits and vegetables.
Patrick, thanks for coming in, Pat. We appreciate
it. Thanks for having me. C++ to you.
We thank you very, very much for
Jimbo and Cassio on Rocket 95.1.
Oh, yeah, a little stupid news this morning, Cassio, from the boudoir.
The what?
A boudoir.
Is that a closet?
A boudoir.
Je voudrais la petite chèvre fondue à la Provençale et le gigot d'agneau bourguignon, s'il vous plaît.
A boudoir.
What's a boudoir?
Well, that's the bedroom.
I did not know that.
Yeah. That's French for bedroom.
Okay.
A new survey asked 2,300 people when their desire for whoopee peaks. The average guy's favorite time is 7:54 a.m.
Oh. Time that came in second? Every other minute of the day.
Yeah. Huh? Women's favorite time for whoopee? 11:21 p.m.
Whoa.
Yeah. They're night owls.
That's bad for me.
A few glasses of wine.
Because I am not up at 11:21 p.m.
Not either. Sorry, ladies. I've been asleep for about 3 hours by then.
Well, at least you're well rested. You've napped up.
Even those are the peak times. There is a window where both men and women are usually in the mood together. That's between 9 and 11 p.m. Also the time when I'm asleep.
Well, that's just...
I'm just failing miserably in this deal. Survey also found about half men say their sex drive is pretty constant, doesn't really depend on how they're feeling that day. 36% of women agree with that fact. In other words, let me just translate that. Men are ready anytime. Women need to think about it for a minute and get ready.
11:21 p.m. Why is their clock going off that late?
I don't know. That's their favorite time, though.
Quit hitting the snooze, ladies.
That's according to 2,300 people. Does not say the mix between men and women. It just says 2,300 people. Men's time, 7:54 a.m. But I'm all in. For women, 11:21 p.m.
Well, that's why it's awkward every day when Conrad comes on with me. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh. I think you're right, though. Besides 7:54 a.m., every other minute of the day is fine with us. Boom!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Great Martini.
Kick it.
Illusion.
Wizardry.
Kapuya, kapuya.
Alchemy.
Macaque. Enchantment.
Damn, Daniel.
Fascination.
Prediction.
No!
Mystical.
Unreal.
Excellent.
Mind blown.
Kick it.
Magic.
Great Martini making his way in.
Good morning, Jamal Cassidy.
If you would step out of his way, you got his cape there caught on the thing.
Yes, excuse me. Yeah. Thank you.
Great Martini, happy Friday to you, sir. Came loaded with the kazoo and all.
Ready to go with headlines. You guys will chatter about this around cooler full of water today.
Water cooler talk.
Is that what it's called?
That's what we call it, yeah. It's an easier way to...
This is what everyone will be chattering about.
Everyone will be talking about these great Martini news stories. If you missed any kind of headlines this week, Martini's here to recap you.
Jimbo! Tom Jones turns 81 this week.
And still bringing it.
81 for Tom Jones. He's actually updated one of his biggest hits, Jimbo.
Has he now?
Yes. Now it's called "It's Not Unusual for Me to Get Up and Pee Three Times a Night."
Yeah, that happens to older dudes.
Jimbo also this week... Kate Upton turned 29 yesterday.
Kate Upton's 29?
Yes.
Wow.
By the way, social distancing during COVID was easy for Kate just by standing there. She had an easy way to measure 6 feet. Large. Jimbo.
Yeah.
Today, National Corn on the Cob Day.
I'm all in. I love it.
And tomorrow, how did that end up in my poop day? Thought I ate that.
Hey, if I go to a carnival or a fair type atmosphere where there's corn on the cob, roasted corn on the cob for sale, I'm in. Every time. Every time.
Jimbo, ZZ Top drummer Frank Beard turned 72 today.
What a backstory he's got.
Frank Beard, the only one without a beard.
That's right.
In the band. He's the only one without a beard.
They talk about that, I wonder, amongst the three of them.
Yeah, well, now he's got to stay the one.
Now it's a gimmick, isn't it?
Yes. Can't believe a member of ZZ Top without a beard. That'd be like if a perfectly healthy guy joined Motley Crue and his name was Frank Hepatitis.
Perfectly healthy guy.
Jimbo.
Implying that they're all sick somehow.
Jimbo, I don't know if you saw, speaking of birthdays, the oldest woman in the world had her birthday this week.
No, how old?
124.
Holy macanoli.
124. When you reach that milestone, you don't get a trophy. They just give you an urn to speed things up.
124.
Good Lord.
I mean, unbelievable. Why are we living so long?
I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't want that title.
No, I want no part of living to 124. No part of it.
Jimbo, I don't know if you saw the Keeping Up with the Kardashians finale aired last night.
Did not see it.
Yeah. The final series, final episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Unfortunately, they didn't all end up in jail like on Seinfeld or dead like on Lost.
We're not finished hearing from them, I feel like.
Jimbo, a microscopic creature frozen in Siberia for the last 24,000 years.
Whoa!
Was revived.
Get out of here.
By scientists.
Was it one of those little water bear things?
It's a different microscopic creature, but same vein.
Uh-huh.
24,000 years it was revived. So suck on that, cicadas. You thought your 13 years was a big deal. 24,000 years.
Suck on that, cicadas. The cicadas were the main news story, weren't they, up
Who
until
cares
that?
Now?
Right.
By the way, last time they were alive, the oldest woman in the world was born. She saw them when they got frozen. Jimbo, nearly half of Americans are convinced that dinosaurs still exist in a remote corner of the world.
Well, let's go see them then.
Remote corner of the world? Hell, they're in plain view every day at the Senate. The Senate. They're old people.
The Senate chamber.
They're old. Jimbo, I don't know if you saw this. Porn star Mary Carey will run for California governor again. She's already done it before.
And didn't get elected?
No.
She's doing it again.
She'll run again. And by the way, you might want to make sure no one's around if you Google Mary Carey stimulus package.
Old mattress actress running for governor.
I'm sure you guys have already talked about it, Jimbo, but Motley Crue and Def Leppard had to postpone their stadium tour now until 2022.
We did hear.
Not 2021.
We did hear about that.
Now it's 2022. Not because of COVID. No. It's because Vince Neil's too big to fit in stadiums right now.
He's the biggest. He's gained a few.
You got to be able to get in the venue if you're going to perform.
He's gained a few.
Jimbo, marijuana stores in Washington State are giving away free joints to residents who get vaccinated.
Really?
Yes. If you get vaccinated and prove it, the Washington State marijuana stores will give you a free joint. So great news for the six people in Washington who are already baked out of their skulls. They all smoke weed out there.
The old Pacific Northwest.
Jimbo, a government report claims there is no evidence of UFOs. So now we got conflicting reports.
Wait, last week they admitted two or three of them had been hovering around a Navy ship.
Right. There's another government report that says, no, there's no evidence of UFOs. So if you see something wobbly in the sky, it's just Harrison Ford losing control of another plane.
He's brought a few down, hasn't he?
He'll crash a plane.
If he asked me to fly with him, I'm probably not going to get in.
Jimbo, a 37-year-old South African woman gave birth to 10 babies.
Oh, my God.
10.
Wait, at one time?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. 10.
What happened?
Which is a world record.
Yeah. Bless her heart.
Just.
God. 10 of them. I mean, they must have been all the size of spoons.
She also holds another world record, Jimbo. Weakest pelvic floor. I bet she pees when she sneezes.
Well,
Jimbo.
I mean, I just hope everybody's healthy and happy.
I don't know about happy. After that, last couple, Jimbo.
There's more.
New pics of Kim Jong-un. Have you seen them, Jimbo?
Apparently he's losing weight, right?
Yes, he's losing a lot of weight. I'm glad you saw it. Yeah. A lot of people are asking him how he did it. He did it by having several of his chins executed by firing squad.
Please end on that one.
I got one more. Jimbo! I don't know if you saw this. Baseball. Baseball is dealing with a potential controversy over sticky balls. Did you see this?
No.
Baseball's dealing with a potential controversy over sticky balls. Might I suggest more breathable fabrics? Polyesters. That's out. Might go some linen pants.
I can't recover. Can't get a spot.
Yeah.
Great martini.
Yes. I appreciate you having me. And on the way out, I hope you enjoy the smoke mom.
You're listening to Jimbo and Cassio.
Intermission over.
95.1 The Rocket.
Jimbo, there's a documentary that is going viral that you'll probably see over the weekend.
Okay.
It's on YouTube. It's called the Documentary Discovery Channel. And they have a new documentary called Mountain Gorilla, A Shattered Kingdom. And it's 49 minutes if you want to watch it out. It's all about...
Yeah.
It's one of those where they follow the family and they give them names. And
I'm a freak for documentaries.
This gorilla's got... Now she's got babies, but she has played two different gorillas like they're the father, so she can pick and choose.
Oh, gorilla drama.
Yeah, they give them a drama story.
Yeah.
Well, the clip that's, I'm sure they meant for it to be an all awesome, you know, fact documentary, but the segment that's standing out to everybody, Jimbo, well, I'll just let it play for itself and then we can discuss.
Uh-huh.
Gorilla walking.
Wait.
I gotta hold it together. It's a gorilla, and all you can see is him walking away from the camera through the woods. That giant butt. And hang on. because there's a lot more. I just needed to get the ball rolling.
Suits up.
Okay, here we go.
Wait.
He's walking around. He's walking away from the camera.
All gorillas have large pot bellies. Bacteria in the gut help to break down all the vegetable matter needed to satisfy their daily energy requirements.
Wait, did you know that? Hang on. You gotta stick with me. Hey.
I love how he tried to cover for the fact that the gorilla just farted. Why do we gotta have fancy words? Just say the gorilla passed gas. You know what?
Hey, I've always wondered why they're so strong up top and they have a beer belly. Haven't you? They got a gut. Have you always wondered it?
Oh, God.
Have you? Let's learn more.
A byproduct of all this activity is gas, huge quantities of it. As a result, all family members are in a semi-permanent state of flatulence. Gorillas have been known to do...
Hang on. Wait. Hang on, don't...
I'm dying over here.
Don't bring any outside farts. I want people to realize what farts are real on this documentary.
Hey, did this make film? Did this make the final cut?
Yeah. Hey. They're in a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
I love it. Whoever wrote that is my hero.
Well, I didn't know I was a gorilla. First of all, okay, listen. First of all.
I can't anymore.
They've told me about the I've always wondered about their pot belly, Jimbo. It has absolutely fascinated me. And now I know it's so they can get extra bacteria in there and break it down. Well, you're not ready for the next part. There's still more on top of this, Jimbo. Huh?
Suits her.
You gotta watch.
Wait. Huh?
All gorillas have large pot bellies.
Look at it.
Bacteria in the gut help to break down all the vegetable matter needed to satisfy their daily energy requirements.
You're not ready.
A byproduct of all this activity is gas, huge quantities of it. As a result, all family members are in a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
He leaned over!
Gorillas have been known to do something very strange
Jimbo.
At certain times. They will eat their own dung
Jimbo.
For no apparent reason.
No.
Huh?
No. No, no.
I didn't know their poop was green.
No.
I didn't know their poop was green. Jimbo?
Oh, no. He's eating it.
Hmm?
Oh, for the love.
Huh?
Oh.
Whether this unusual behavior is an attempt to recycle a particularly nutritious food source or is simply a hot meal on a cold day has yet to be determined.
Oh, no.
It's yet to be determined. Look at him. Getting after it.
It's like he's eating an ice cream cone. He is loving it like it's chocolate mint.
Hey, I wasn't ready for it to be pistachio soft serve either coming out.
When is that on?
It's just on the YouTube. It's just on the YouTube.
Oh, it's not on TV.
Right, it's a 50-minute documentary on YouTube.
Do I have to be a YouTube member?
No, just go.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that'll happen this weekend. I'm down. I had no idea. We've never, of all the Jane Goodall documentaries we've seen about apes and chimpanzees and gorillas.
In that 1 minute, I learned more about gorillas than I ever have.
I didn't know that they lived in a semi-permanent state of flatulence. That quote right there is through the roof.
Side note. I heard when Sidetracks opens back up. That's the first punk band that's playing. Semi-permanent state of flatulence. Boy, he got after that pile of poop. And if you watch the video,
Hey.
He went straight from the tap, too. He finished. He couldn't get it out fast enough. He literally pulled it out.
Hey, that thing would have filled a half-quart Tupperware. That wasn't just an ice cream cone. That was a pile that he had in his hands. It was a warm meal on a cold day.
But did you know it was so green?
No. Makes sense. That's all they eat is leaves.
Oh, it makes 100% sense.
Okay.
I'm gonna put this out.
The stuff we learn on this show.
I'm going to tweet this. At the Rocket 951.
Please do.
I've tweeted it.
I'm instantly retweeting the second I see it.
The actual gas is is it about 15 minutes in? So,
oh, you tweet the whole show?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got to watch it for a second.
Well, I mean, or skip to, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh.
But if you want to watch that this weekend, here's what I would suggest. Watch it this weekend with your family, but don't tell them it's coming up. Let them experience it.
Don't tell them, and don't have a meal anytime after watching. Cause
no. Serve pistachio ice cream. Have them be bowl deep in it. Yes.
That'd be the greatest. Or chocolate mint, something bright and green.
Yeah, chocolate mint's good. Chocolate mint's good. It gives it that texture.
Yeah, it's got little chunks of black in it. Perfect. Ah, yeah.
Rocking you through your morning. Jimbo and Cassio on Rocket 95.1.
Hey, guys.
Pat Patrick.
Hey.
Wowza.
What's going on?
You have a green bracelet on. That means you're okay with hugs today?
It's touching's appropriate.
Touching's appropriate. Pat, sometimes I feel like touching's okay in every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir. You got some facts for us?
Yeah.
Pat comes in to give us facts.
Pat facts with Pat Patrick.
That's pretty good.
Nailed it.
Jimbo.
Hey, buddy.
Pat fact number one.
Yeah.
Did you know that less than half the cultures in the world kiss?
Less than half?
Yes.
I thought less
than half. We're in the minority.
I wonder what the other people do.
They don't kiss.
Well, the Eskimos rub noses, don't they?
See, there's a lot of things you can do.
I remember that from when I was a kid. Yeah. They told us Eskimos rub noses.
Eskimo Brothers?
Eskimo Brothers? I don't know. I don't know what it's called. I just know they rub noses. Or they used to. I don't know if they do it in COVID.
Jimbo!
Hey!
Did you know Amtrak? You know Amtrak?
Sure.
They started in 1971. And they have lost money in all 50 years they've been in existence.
That's not a good business model.
It survives mainly on a $1 billion government subsidy every year.
Wow. Amtrak's lost money every year it's been a business?
Every single year it's never turned a profit.
Well, they need to rethink some things.
Sounds like this radio station.
They need to rethink some things.
Jimbo!
Hey!
There's the world record for most breast milk donated. And it's 414 gallons.
From one woman?
Yes, it's a woman in Texas. And she donated her milk over a period of 3 years and set the record in 2014. 414 gallons. What startled you?
I just remember what a pill it was for Shay Fox to...
The handle
to get her pump out and get all that done.
Yeah, this lady's donating.
It was a giant deal.
Such a big heart.
Big somethings. 400 gallons. That's a lot of liquid.
Do you put it straight in the bottle? Do you put it in a gallon container?
I don't know what you put it
in. Or you just hand me a baby and take it straight from the tap?
I don't think anybody handed her babies. I think she put it in a container.
Yeah, you don't want.
And it was somehow distributed.
Jimbo.
Hey.
Did you know this? How much older is Gone with the Wind than Wizard of Oz? What would you guess?
Oh, Gone with the Wind.
In your head.
30 years apart.
Gone with the Wind, in your head, what year did it come out?
1902.
So... Wizard of Oz came out in about 1932, if that math is correct.
Okay, yeah.
Is that correct?
That sounds right to me.
Gone with the Wind hit theaters December 15th,
1939.
Oh, wow.
Wizard of Oz premiered 4 months before it, August 15th, 1939.
From the same year.
Wizard of Oz is 4 months older than Gone with the Wind.
No clue.
That's not true, is it?
No, I had no idea.
That's one of those crazy stats. Doesn't seem right.
Think about what a giant year in movies that was then.
Two of the biggest ever. Two of the biggest ever.
Came out 4 months apart.
Yeah.
I bet it was like a quarter to go see movies back then.
Jimmo, did you know the word apron was originally napron?
Napron?
Yes.
With an N?
Yes.
Why? What?
But when people would say an apron, most people thought it was an apron.
Yes.
And so it just became apron.
That's what I thought you just said.
Yeah.
An apron.
No, it's napron, but people would say, hey, do you have an apron? And so they went,
We just full on dropped the N.
We just changed it ourselves because we couldn't say it right.
If it was me, then I'd just go about life as Imbo.
Well, no, because it's not Unjimbo.
If we're dropping first
makes
letters.
No sense.
You'd be Asio.
Jimbo. No, I'd be At. I'm At Atrick. Thank you. I dropped my P.
At.
Jimbo.
Hey.
Did you know 40% of pussycats are left-handed? And another 10% are ambidextrous.
They use their hands. I'll tell you what they can do. They can go up on the mantle and equally knock things off the mantle with both hands.
But you'll see they usually do it with the same one.
Do they now?
Yeah. 40% of pussycats are left-handed. 10% are ambidextrous.
So they don't care.
That means they can use both paws.
Either side's fine.
Right. Either paw's fine. Jimbo!
Hey!
Did you know, thankfully, no American has ever died outside the Earth's atmosphere.
Outside the Earth? So that means in space?
Well, yeah, but you got to get out of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the American lives we've lost happened before they broke the atmosphere.
Before they got out there.
There's been three people who did die outside Earth's atmosphere, and they were Russian cosmonauts on the Soyuz 11 in 1971. And it accidentally depressurized in mid-flight.
Well, you don't want that.
Well, no, they're dead.
You don't want that.
Right, they died.
Uh-oh.
You can't depressurize in space.
No, sir.
That's your first rule. There's a lot of rules. First one is do not depressurize.
I feel like day one of astronaut training, they learned don't depressurize in outer space.
Yeah, that's not good.
I think it's on page 4 of the manual.
Jimbo, did you know the Big Mac was originally called the Aristocrat?
No.
It was the Aristocrat Burger.
Aristocrat.
And it bombed.
Did it?
Nobody bought the Aristocrat.
Just because it was called the Aristocrat?
Yes. So they switched it to the Blue Ribbon Burger.
Blue.
And it bombed.
What?
So they changed the name to the Big Mac, and it's super popular ever since.
Did they change the sandwich at all, or was it's always been the same?
Always been the Big Mac.
Just so it's all in the name, then.
Same recipe, all just changed the name.
Wow.
This relaunched it.
I kind of like the idea of going up to the drive-thru and ordering an Aristocrat.
Sounds serious.
Sounds fancy.
Jimbo, speaking of burgers, did you know there are only three states that have both small square burger fast food chains, Crystal and White Burger,
three?
White Castle?
How many?
Three.
Wow.
Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida have White Castle and a Crystal.
Yeah, I've seen a Crystal and a White Castle in Nashville.
Other than that, White Castle's in the north, Crystal's in the south.
I'll be, well, yeah. They're about the same tasting burger.
Yeah, they're pretty close. Jimbo, do you know the State Farm Insurance jingle?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yes. Did you know the same man also wrote the Band-Aid jingle?
Wait. I am stuck on Band-Aids and Band-Aids stuck on me.
Yeah. Guess what? That man is Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow?
He wrote both of those.
He wrote advertising jingles?
He wrote State Farm and the Band-Aid jingle.
Well, they're a smash.
Which also means he's rich.
Oh, yeah. If he gets paid every time for royalties.
Rich.
He's doing aight.
Jimbo, did you know there's enough energy in 1 gallon of gas to charge your iPhone once a day for over 10 years?
No.
1 gallon of gas could charge your iPhone once a day for 10 years.
1 gallon of gas.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That's nothing.
Last couple, Jimbo. Did you know the Seinfeld character
dated 66 different women in the course of the Seinfeld show.
Did he? He did. He went through a bunch of Seinfeld women. I think that's what they called him back then.
Yeah. And last but not least, Jimbo, there's a German word that literally means a face in need of a slap. It's called
Jimbo?
Backpfeifengesicht. Backpfeifengesicht.
You need a running start at that one.
Backpfeife?
Backpfeife.
Instead of Barney Fife?
Uh-huh.
Backpfeife.
Backpfeife.
Ingesicht.
Ingesicht. Backpfeife Ingesicht. Ingesicht.
Backpfeife Ingesicht.
Ingesicht.
Yes, it means that's a face in need of a slap. You have a backpfeifengesicht.
I've been told. So I've been told.
Yeah, how about that?
Pat Patrick. Thank you, buddy.
I hope you learned something today.
Always learn something
new. Trying to drop knowledge.
Every time you come, we learn something new.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in, Pat. We appreciate you.
C++ to you. I'll be at the Adult Learning Center.
Pat Facts, Pat Facts, Facts with Pat Patrick.
Jimbo and Cassio, mornings on your rock station, Rocket 95.1.
Jimbo, I want to read this tweet. I didn't see it until last night, but somebody tweeted. Their Twitter name is A Real Cupcake.
A Real Cupcake.
Which is a great Twitter name.
It is.
What's your Twitter name, A Real Cupcake? they say, Cup, K-U-P is their short name, but they say, I listen to Jimbo and Cassio on the radio in the mornings and just now saw what Cassio looks like. Got to say, it's definitely not what I was expecting. Now,
well, what does that mean?
Me and you get this all the time. Every time we're out in public, Trash Pandas game, a remote at a car lot, at the meat truck, wherever we're at. Somebody inevitably will walk up to either me or you or both and go, y'all don't look like what I thought.
I know. And I know. Look, I've been doing this for 41 years. This is my 41st year. And I still have not figured out what to say to that.
I tweeted it out. I tweeted it out and put it on Facebook. we want to know, have you seen us? And did it? You know, was it, how far off was it from what you had in your mind?
Yeah.
What did you think we looked like? That's always my question. Is they go, you don't look like what I thought, and I go, what do you think I look like? And they just go,
I don't know.
Well, not that.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know if it's
because radio's always been theater of the mind. In other words, the we're just talking and you can't see us. So you're picturing two talking heads,
right?
And you might listen to us for a year solid on the way to work or wherever, and now you've formed an absolute opinion in your mind about how we look, and then you see us, and the whole theater of the mind just falls apart. The curtains come down, the walls fall in, and you're like, your mind is blown, and so you say something like, man, you didn't look like what I thought you looked like.
Cal McCown says, I think Jimbo is the only one who sounds like he looks.
Oh, really? Oh, thank you. I think that's a compliment. I
you
hope it
sound
is.
Sound like you look.
Unless I sound like a dork and I look like one, too. but thank
but at
you,
least
sir.
You're matching his theater of the mind.
His expectations. I must have hit it.
It's a little different now than when me and you both first started, of course, because now with the invention and onslaught of social media, we have videos posted every now and then.
And we use that a lot. We do a lot of in-studio Facebook Lives and so forth. I think we did a whole couple of long segments from the beach and our Lazy River race.
Yeah. John Beverly, he says, I've been listening and seeing y'all both since Birmingham days, so no surprises here.
Well, John's also been here to the studio. We've seen him in person many times.
He didn't look like what I thought.
He didn't look. Yeah, I'd say that to some of you listeners. There's a couple of you that don't look like what I was picturing, too.
Oh, and they go, hey, man, pleasure to meet you. We're friends. I'm like, what's your name on social media? And they'll tell me. I go, oh.
Oh, see, but and you had your opinion on how they looked, and now you met them.
Yes.
There's several times a month you and I will be on social media going, oh, well, this guy didn't look like we thought.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's not, if I saw that guy out in public, that's not.
I would never have thought that was so-and-so.
Dakota Matheny says both were about what I expected. About what I expected.
Well, that I don't know how to take that.
Tweet us, snap us, Facebook us. We want to hear from you. It's up where you can call us right now, 256-534-9595. I always joke, hey, I'm probably fatter than I sounded. You always think that means that you look older than you sound.
Older than I sound.
But we want to hear from you because it's a fascinating part of radio is the theater of the mind, and we're the only people in the world that get it, that get you don't look like what I thought.
Right. And what? It murders my head.
Matt Kennedy says, I picture Jimbo looking kind of like Brian from Family Guy. No, that's me.
Brian from Family Guy.
That's me.
That's the dog, isn't it?
No. Oh, no. Is Brian the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of the kid.
So I'm a dog to him.
What's the son?
Chris.
Yeah. I look like Chris. You were Brian the dog. It's Halloween.
Yeah. But I had a mask on to make me look like a dog. You went as Peter Griffin and pulled it off. I think we both had a successful Halloween that year.
Charlie Scott says, not staff, but I met BBJ with Casio, and she didn't look like what I was expecting. Big cutie, cutie, big booty, cutie. Yeah, she gets that a lot. You've seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, they go, you're BBJ?
Uh-huh.
And by the way, I should clear it up since we got a lot of new listeners that always come in and out. Me and you did not give her that name. She gave herself that nickname.
I'm so glad you said that because the ladies are super offended whenever we call her Big Booty Judy.
And then they go, well, why do you let them call you that?
Mm-hmm.
She jokingly did it, and it stuck among friends.
She named herself Big Booty Judy, ladies. Yes. She named herself that. We had nothing to do with it.
Darles Barkley said, same. You imagine them looking so different in your head. But what's the difference? Well, I would like to know if you call 256-534-9595 or comment. I want to know what you picture. That's what I want to know. It ain't that you look different. I know we look different because we get it all the time.
I don't think listeners know what they picture.
It's not an exact picture.
They don't know.
It's like a haze.
Right. They just have they've formulated what they think it looks like in here. And every time a listener comes in the studio goes, wait, this is it?
I was about to say, I think the bottom line is it's just disappointing. You know?
Just like meeting us is.
Another one of my favorites is when they go, you sound like you do on the radio.
Mm.
And I always say.
Well, yeah. I can't sound like anything else.
Well, I'm like, if I picked a radio voice, you think I'd pick this one? like this is the one I chose to change it to?
We appreciate you all, however you think we look.
Yes, and we chime love in. It.
Somebody in the on this Twitter, this latest Twitter business of what do we look like? People, yeah. Listeners wondering what we look like.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I'll look like Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. I'll take it.
You did get a Dave Grohl.
I'll take it.
Will you?
I'll take it.
Going to our Facebook, we're getting a lot of social media feedback. Going to our social media, at the Rocket 951. You are chiming in on if we look like what you expected. If you've met us, if you haven't met us yet, still tell us what you think we look like. Allie Gotze said, I always got Mr. Rogers vibes from Jimbo.
Mr. Rogers vibes?
Yeah.
What?
Let's see. Heather Wright said, I met Casio a couple times and I agree. Doesn't look like how he sounds. I don't know what I expected though. That's what Heather Wright says. Jessica Young says, when I started listening, I pictured Jimbo to be exactly what he actually looks like. Casio, I wasn't expecting the shaved head and beard. You've been doing great on your weight loss, too. Then she says, there's another radio station I flip to when the guys are airing their ads, and as soon as the person starts talking on the air, I have to change it. I've yet to figure out if it's a female that has smoked their whole life or what. I don't...
What are they talking about?
I know all our competition, and I don't know who Jessica's talking about. Daniel Velasquez says, I pictured Jimbo an older guy, but Casio I pictured a little younger with a full head of hair. Well, he's wrong.
Huh. Yeah, no, we shaved it on the air.
Janin LaRue says, I've seen photos of Jimbo and Casio, so I knew what you looked like. The only thing that surprised me was the intensity in Casio's eyes. I expected laid back, easygoing. His eyes were alert, taking everything in, almost intimidating.
Your eyes?
Do I?
Where were we? I've never seen you like that.
Do I have cold steel eyes?
You must.
I do.
You've got a blank empty stare.
I'm going to start staring at everybody.
Hey, Rocket, what do you think?
I always imagined Jim Cassio as being like a, you know, kind of like a heavy set Screech. Walking around with like a boombox, you know?
Heavy set Screech.
Walking around with a boombox.
Okay.
You know, yeah, kind of cool, but still, you know, got a little heavy set too, and it's okay, because I'm heavy set. It's all good.
What about Jimbo?
And then, like, Jimbo, I imagine him like a Liam Neeson, but with a drinking problem.
By the way, nailed it. You nailed both of them.
Wow.
Gary Dale Anderson said, Gary Dale Anderson said we look like Jim Ross and Jerry the King Lawler. That's the picture he
sold.
Looked.
I'll take that. That's the best broadcast.
Who do you want to be?
Oh, JR all day long.
Are you JR?
Yes. That's the best broadcast team in history.
Am I the king because I'm a little crazier?
Yes.
Well, buddy, if you think that's a slide.
Perfect role.
It's not a slide. We'll take JR and the Kings.
So. All day long.
Ricky Washburn said he'd always picture me, and he shared a picture, and it's the kid from Up with his little Boy Scout uniform on.
Squirrel. I love it.
I could take that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Trevin Smithy says, if you want me to be honest, Jimbo sounds like he would be more muscular because of such a deep voice.
Muscular.
And a little shorter, he said.
Muscular and shorter. I'm 5'10", which is not tall.
Cassio sounds like he would be a little younger and skinnier, no offense, and would have really long hair.
See, this is that theater of the mind I was telling you about. This is what he's created in his mind.
So he just said I look like Bo Bice.
Bo Bice.
Somebody shared a picture of a hunter. That is not me. I mean, I would hunt. I've just never.
Have you ever hunted one day in your life?
No. Never shot an animal.
Yeah, me either.
I think when I was a young kid, I shot a frog with a BB gun one time.
Wait, I take that back. I did shoot a bird with a BB gun.
Now, I've shot things with BB guns.
Yeah,
but that don't count. I shot a squirrel and he literally laughed at me. It literally started chirping at me. He had no interest in my BB gun.
It just hit him and bounced off.
I hit him dead in the forehead and I went... Man, I'm the king of hunting. And then it came back out of its hole and went, it was mad, son. It was mad.
I don't think I've ever heard a squirrel make one sound.
Oh, they'll bark at you. Princess Chambers says she thought you looked like Brian from Family Guy, too.
Brian is a dog, people.
Here, I don't know what who's these two guys? Steve Banks said we look like these two guys.
That's the two from Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, yeah. I said, which one's which?
They run the Coors beer.
He said, just go by height, but it really doesn't matter. Nothing personal. You guys rock. I say myself as 5'11", but in my head, me and you is about the same height.
I'm a solid 5'10", always have been.
So go comment at the Rocket 951 on Twitter, at the Rocket 951 on Facebook as well. Jonathan Craig says, I agree. They're way more handsome in person than I expected.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Checks in the mail, son.
Charlie Thrower from Pennsylvania, he said he thought you sounded like you look like Matthew McConaughey from Dazed and Confused. All right, all right, all right.
What? He was 16.
Would you take that?
Yeah, but I mean, he was 16.
Atlee Hanks says Chris Farley and Steve Martin.
Yeah, I've been told I look like Steve Martin many times.
You could do. By the way, if I'd take Chris Farley and Steve Martin,
yeah,
if that was us. We're not too far off.
Let's go as them for Halloween.
And Lee Hunt says radio guys are usually round, so Jimbo Wood wasn't what I expected. I love the ending of that. They left off means I am round and exactly what he expected.
Thanks, Lee.
Chris Slade said we met you guys once at Hamicon when that was still going on, and I expected Jimbo to have a mustache.
A mustache? No.
Mustache?
I've never had a mustache in my life.
Ear Candy Sandy said, y'all's voices are H-O-T hot.
Thanks, Sandy.
How about that?
Thanks, Sandy.
Thanks, Sandy. What's going on, Ear Candy Sandy?
Try to sound hot for Sandy.
Ear candy, ear candy, Sandy. What's going on? Here's a little ear candy for you.
Huh? Is that your version of ear candy?
Yeah.
Is that what you do to Judy?
How's it going?
Hey, Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
How you feeling?
How you doing, Sandy? Sandy, what's up? Thanks for tweeting us.
Hey, Sandy. All right, all right, all right.
Hey, Sandy. Nice tweets.
Good Lord.
What happened? What happened just
we
now?
We lost it while we were trying to seduce Sandy.
By the way, that's typical, guys. Somebody said it sounds hot, and we went into a whole new world. I love everybody's calling us fat and ugly and short and old. And one person said our voices are like, what's up, girl?
Yeah.
What's up, girl? I'll let you boy.
Sandy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.